Well, I think they are, but they started off so well, didn't they? And my worry going into the season was whether they had enough firepower. You know, and their quality on the ball, and they're a nice passing team. That's carried through from the Gusk period when it went through to Garcia, and then it went through to Sami Hyypiä, and now it's continued under Chris Hughton. Now he's a slightly different manager. He's a lot more cagey, and he sets them up not to get beaten sometimes. But they brought in Bobby Zamora, who he's going to be excellent at what he does, holds the ball up, and he will chip in with goals. But I don't think Bobby's now going to score you 25 goals this season. And that was my concern, that they didn't have an out-and-out goal scorer that could play off Bobby that was going to get those goals. The two wide boys are excellent, Solly March and Lualua. You know, real blessed with pace, both of them. Good deliveries into the box. But again, not going to be a supply of goals from them. So that was my worry. Now, they started off like a house on fire. Bobby was scoring, Lualua scored, but now it's just started to turn, I think, a little bit, and they're just starting to struggle. They've just dropped off the top spot. They've maintained it so well. Now is the time when they've got to either to find that form again quickly, or they've got to dip into the market.
That's where they need that cool head, that experienced head of Chris Hughton. That's when it could pay dividends, couldn't it, to try to get back on track?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with them is that they've got a fantastic facility down there, the stadium down there. The Amex is absolutely first class. It's Premier League quality, and the training ground is to match as well. It's a brand new purpose-built one. So they can draw in the bigger players. They did it a few years ago with Matthew Upson when he came out the Premier League to play with them on loan, and I'm sure they can do it again. So the infrastructure is there to bring in the big player. It's just whether the actual chairman will dip his money in hand in his pocket again and really go again, because the rewards are there, as we know, with the Premier League, that promised land. But whether we'll actually back him and really go for a big name striker, I don't know.
How big a factor can the manager be, having that been there and done it with Newcastle United in the past, Chris Hughton?
Well, he's done it, and he's done it well. I mean, with Gus was a flamboyant guy, and he seemed to be able to ask and get out of the chairman. Whether Chris is that pushy, we all know what Gus is like. He's quite a pushy character. Whether Chris is that character to say, I want this, I need this, let's go and get this, I don't know. But, for me, that's the piece of the jigsaw that they're missing.
They're just looking at playoffs now. I mean, they're very much in the mix for top six. Can they look beyond that? Can they look at automatic anymore?
I mean, just looking at the form of the two boys at the top, Hull and Middlesbrough, they just look that little bit more ruthless, that little bit more... They just grind out results, don't they? I watched Middlesbrough against Brentford, who are a good team themselves, the other day, and they've just got that something about them that just grinds out results, even if they're not playing well, and that's the sign of a good team. And Hull are doing the same. So I think those two, they're fighting amongst themselves for the top spot, and I think they'll take the top two spots. The rest are fighting for playoff spaces, and I think that Brighton, it will be a disappointing season now if they don't get it, but there are lots of good teams below them, and Ipswich are chasing, they're on the verge of it. Reading haven't quite found the form that they will find under Brian McDermott. Now they've brought him back, so they'll be an emerging force again. And they're in 10th position, 11th position. So there are teams below them all that they need to look over their shoulders at, because there's going to be some form teams.
Fascinating division for you personally, isn't it? You mentioned a few teams that you played for. Brentford also in the division. Birmingham still doing phenomenally well and punching above their weight under Gary Rowett.
Absolutely. Well, he's a good guy, Gary. I played with Gary whilst I was there, and he was always cut out for management. He was very sort of studious, very, very authoritative, and I'm not surprised that he's doing well. It's amazing that pretty much all the clubs I've played for are in and around, bouncing around. And the sadness is I don't think I've had too many clubs to have them all end up in the playoffs. The only one that's not achieving is Charlton. But it is intriguing, and I think it's stronger in some ways than it was last year. I don't think anyone really wanted to win it last year, and yet this year I think there's you've got to find that consistency. You've got to find that form to actually get yourself in there. Otherwise, you are going to drop away.
And you enjoyed your time at Brighton just finally, didn't you?
Yeah, loved it at Brighton. I've enjoyed it. People keep asking me, and I've enjoyed every single club I've played for, even at times when things haven't gone so well for me personally, or the team hasn't gone so well. I've enjoyed every single club for different reasons. It's given me an opportunity to move around and see different parts of the country, like in... some beautiful areas I've lived in. But Brighton was special. It was closest, probably the closest club to me. my hometown club, if you like. I love the actual place itself. It's a real cosmopolitan, you know, it's like a mini London Brighton. And I loved playing there. I was fortunate enough to be their captain, and I loved playing for them. I really did.
Are you looking to get back into management, just finally?
If something came along, I'd look at it. I'm not desperate to get back in. I'm doing some bits and bobs with media work. I do some work away from football as well. So I'm pretty comfortable. It's nice that I can do it on my own terms. I'm not desperate, and you know, I love the game. I love coming down. My lad Jake, he plays for Brighton. He's on loan at MK Dons. It gives me a bit more opportunity to perhaps go and watch him, and spend some time with the family, which as all of us know who love football, it's a bit of a guilty pleasure at times as we grow up, you know. And you know, my wife would like me to spend a bit more time at home so I can pacify her for a couple of months before jumping back in.
That's lovely.